From 88.5 KNKX, it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
And dreaming is what most of us will likely have to keep doing. There's only a slight chance of snow that will stick around in our forecast, unless you're near the mountains. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, and Cliff Mass is off today, but we have Ted Beener from the National Weather Service filling in. Hi, Ted.
Hi, Bellamy.
He's going to give us some highlights of the weather year in review in just a moment. But first, Ted, let's hear that weekend forecast.
Well, you know, it's a big holiday weekend coming up, so let's take a look at what the details are, because it's going to have some impacts on your travel. First, we've got a Pacific weather system that's going to ease inland today, bringing rain to the lowlands and snow up in the mountains. Then we're going to have some cooler air behind this system. It's going to nudge those snow levels down below 1,000 feet tonight into early Saturday, so any lingering precipitation could fall as snow. Most of it will fall in the Cascades and the foothills, but some lowland areas may get some flurries or light snow with light accumulations. Highs today will be around 40 degrees or about 5 degrees below average for this time of the year. Lows tonight will drop close to freezing. Highs on Christmas Eve will be in the 35 to 40 degree range with any lingering showers coming to an end. Clearing skies on Christmas Eve night, so good flying weather for Santa. But he's going to need to bundle up with chilly lows in the mid-20s to lower 30s. And it looks dry with some sunshine on Christmas Day, but cool with highs only 35 to 40.
So no white Christmas likely, but that's not that unusual. It's partly about how we define a white Christmas, right? That snow has to actually stick.
Yeah, typically it's 1 inch or more. And you know, the last time we had a white Christmas here in Western Washington was back in December of 08. So you look historically, it's only 5% odds of having such a thing. But I want to highlight a few travel concerns for anybody who's going anywhere here over the holiday weekend. So if you're flying out of SeaTac Airport today, we got a combination of the rain, low-level clouds, and a north wind. That usually slows down the amount of flights in and out of the airport. So there may be some potential flight delays. Check with your airline. If you're on the road, today is the day to travel here in the lowlands with just rain. Snow levels will be falling tonight, as I mentioned. Not much snow is expected, but combined with leftover moisture on the roads, freezing Saturday morning, plus any light snow could make for some slippery conditions. If you're heading over the Cascades or up into the mountains, expect 3 to 7 inches today and tonight, ending Saturday. And if you're going east of the Cascades, they'll have a few inches of snow today and tonight, also ending on Saturday, but it's going to be cool during the holiday weekend with highs struggling to get to the freezing mark and lows in the teens and 20s. I guess the bottom line is, wherever you're going, be prepared for winter weather driving conditions.
All right, thanks for that, Ted. And what about the weather year in review? The National Weather Service has just issued this sort of summary of some of the highlights of the year. What will we remember?
Well, some of the things that we're going to remember, first of all, we started off the year, we were among one of the top three warmest El Niños going back to 1950, and we transitioned to a weak La Niña by the end of the year. So the bulk of the year was quite warm until this month. The month of December was quite a sharp contrast. We had lots of record daily high temperatures, very few record lows, and it was another wet year, but not close to any records. Some highlights there, Seattle had its 13th wettest month ever in the month of October with just over 10 inches of rain. And for those who like a lot of rain, Quileute Airport near Forks has had already almost 118 inches of rain so far this year. That's over 20 inches above average.
Wow, that's a lot. We also had some tornadoes this year, which is not something you normally think about, but they aren't all that uncommon here.
Well, the state typically gets between 1 and 2 tornadoes per year, and this year we had 4 weak tornadoes. They were all east of the Cascades. And another one, we had 3 waterspouts that were reported off of Southwest Washington during the course of the year. Probably our biggest storm of the year might have been that March windstorm. That was the one where a tree fell on a gentleman's vehicle in Seward Park, killing him there. And of course, everybody's going to remember our recent colder weather.
All right. Thanks so much, Ted.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful holiday season and be safe.
You too. Ted Beener is with the Seattle office of the National Weather Service. He joined me on Skype. Cliff Mass will be back next week. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.